This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Luka one-on-one against Max Christie, driving toward the bucket. Luka got there, throws up a reverse. Good, and he's got 40. 40 points for Luka Doncic in his return to Dallas.
That is Lakers radio with the call, and that is how we start the Thursday edition of Sean and RJ on 105.3 The Fan. I'm RJ Choppy. He's Bobby Belt. Peyton and Aiden alongside. And last night was just a reminder how stupid Nico and the gaslighter in chief, Patrick Dumont, are. That's all it was.
Last night ended Nico Harrison's career.
I mean,
he wasn't going to stay here long. This is the kind of thing that I think nationally is such a public embarrassment. Everything that happened last night.
It would not stun me if he resigns today. If he just says, I'm out.
I'd be surprised if it was today, but I mean, I would not be stunned if it's right after the season. That's it. This, you have become a public embarrassment. And last night was just a bright light shone upon it. That coward, the way he stands in that tunnel and just looks on at every game after pulling the trigger on probably the most devastating single event that's occurred for Dallas sports fans. And the way they won't answer for it, the way that they continue to, like you said, gaslight and, you know, finger point and blame and look outwardly and refuse to take any sort of blame for what's occurred here. It was all on display last night, and just a wound that hadn't even healed over yet, you just ripped it open more. And it was bad. That was bad, from Luka seeing the tribute video and breaking down to just publicly being embarrassed with every time he touches the ball early, they're cheering for him. Every time he scored, yeah. That was a Luka crowd last night. We told people yesterday on the YouTube and the fan text and everything else, the handful of them who were like, oh, real fans will be cheering for it. Well, there weren't real fans in attendance last night then, because they were cheering for Luka, that entire arena.
A lot of them were, yeah. I had a couple buddies that were in the crowd. They said it was a very weird crowd. It wasn't electric.
We've never seen anything like that game last night.
No, but he was disappointed the crowd wasn't electric. And I was like, well, what do you want them to do? They can't root for their own team, right? And then Luka's not playing in, you know, a portion of the game. And he's not touching the ball at times to score in a portion of the game. So you have a very odd, they're not going to root for the Mavs. They're not going to root for the Lakers, but they are going to root for Luka.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not going to, I mean, he's going to take, you know, 20% of all the shots in the entire game both teams.
It was
like a Super Bowl atmosphere.
I genuinely don't think, like, not just here in Dallas, not just with the Mavericks, not just in the NBA, period, in sports, I don't know of a dynamic that existed like the one we saw last night.
Very odd. Very, very odd. But you know, the sad thing is that I'm more angry today. More angry today seeing his reaction.
I saw a lot of people yesterday who said this was almost worse than the trade night. This was almost worse than the night he got traded. Where it's dying. it's all on display. You get to see all the stuff that you probably didn't, you assumed, but you didn't get to see. Like, you probably assume he was sitting at home crying when he got traded. And yeah, you assume that he was devastated by it, and he was, I mean, just, he was, that was a guy who was a complete emotional wreck before the game. And somebody who clearly was beloved by the city. A fan told me last night while we were out in the plaza,
well,
had said that it's similar to the feeling of Luka being traded felt similar to them as the feeling you get when you're a kid, like you're 8, 9 years old, and the first time your best friend moves out of state. And you're like, it feels like the end of the world. It's like, I'm never seeing them again. Like, this was your favorite person, and they get moved, and the Mavericks managed to take, and that's the most unforgivable thing about this whole thing, they managed to take one of the very base level, core, stereotypical type of traumatic early life events for people, and they managed to evoke that in adults mm-hmm. with a single trade.
Yeah.
And then they won't stand up there and own it.
Nope.
And last night, they got everything they deserved. But it still hurt. We talked about what did you ultimately want to see? What did you want to get out of this night? What did you want to get out of this game? It was always going to hurt. I think it hit fans in a way last night, especially those who were in attendance, that they didn't quite anticipate how much that was going to be. Oh, it's cool to see him again. It's great to see him go off for 45, hit the over on his point total in the first half. It sucks that he's gone, though, and how real it is. Like, he's not here anymore.
It's doubly sucks. The fact that the tears showed this dude was never leaving. All the crap that they gaslighted us with oh, we don't know that he was going to sign here, or he didn't care. People who don't care don't break down into tears
mm-hmm.
over emotion, over like something like that. They don't break down into tears. They don't care. If they don't care, they don't care about that. So, like, that whole thing was a lie. It was a lie that he wasn't going to sign here. It was just, it just continued. It made it even worse. Last night was, if it possibly could have been worse, last night was worse.
You had a...
And the amount of fans that I saw, they were like, we're done. I'm done. I'll see you next year.
Oh,
I'll see you next year.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that you're even getting to see you next year. I got, there were people.
I'll say for me. I'll see
you.
Oh,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'll talk to you next year.
There are people who tweeted at me last night who were just saying, like, we got one. I'll pull it up right now because I asked fans last night. I was like, okay, on Twitter, tell me what your general reaction is now that the game's over, what you thought. And we got one from Jay. He replied and said, only way I will be over this is to never watch another NBA game again. And that's what I intend to do.
Yeah. See,
there's a lot of people, I think it's just like, I can't watch the, like, Mike got to that point. Bassett. Yeah,
no one's going to actually do that. No one's actually going to do that.
I don't know, man.
People say that, I'm not going to watch football again. I'm not going to do this again. You always wind up doing it again because someone gives you free tickets. Someone, whatever, you're
scrolling
past a game.
But for a product that's already struggling, I mean, the Mavericks, we heard yesterday in the Tim McMahon piece, they're losing millions hand over fist with this deal. And they're losing sponsorship opportunities. And then, I mean, for you to go in an entire game, it's almost like ESPN was stunned. They kept waiting for the stamina to run out. For you to go the entire game with these chants reverberating through the building is insane.
Yeah.
That's the very end of the game. That's from Nick Harris's video. That's the very end of the game, and it's as strong as it had been all night. And you heard ESPN, Breen talked about it. Like, well, you wonder how long they're going to keep this going. I actually saw a Lakers fan last night tweeting that, you know, I would have cheered early on. I would have booed. I would have done all this stuff. But at some point, I would have just settled in and started cheering for my team.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know that we've seen a team lose their entire fan base for an evening like that in any sport.
Oh, well, they lost it for more than an evening.
Oh, sure, but I just mean the crowd rooting interest. Yeah. That was a Luka crowd.
Oh, for sure.
100%.
For sure. For sure. And it's deserved. You know, the Luka deserves the accolades and the cheers. And Nico deserves the Fire Nico chance. And Patrick Dumont deserves to see his entire organization, his empire, being basically burned to the ground. Right before his very, this is Nero.
Yeah, he's fiddling, yep. or Nico Harrison's
Nico,
fiddling.
Nico's fiddling.
Every time they'd cut to him standing in that tunnel and just, I mean, seriously, I don't know how you can do that every game. You know how soft it looks. You know how weak it looks. That you just stand there hiding in your little troll tunnel, and watching on as everything you lit on fire is now doing exactly what it does when you do that. Yeah, it burns to the ground.
It burned to the ground.
And you've got a bunch of people weighing in on the fan text already. 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. 817 says, at one point, the broadcast turned the crowd noise down. Another 817 said, Luke was bringing me into basketball. I was a potential fan. Now I'm not. Somebody else says they haven't watched 972, haven't watched since the Luka trade. 903, I didn't have the stomach to watch the game. The Mavs threw him away and then treats it as if it was Luka's choice to leave. That was the bizarre energy surrounding last night, was just how much it felt like a tribute to a player that had left in free agency. Yeah. Rather than, you just set this on fire 2 months ago. This was you.
Yeah, they did. They did it themselves. They did it to themselves. That at the end of the day, that's what happened, and that's what's going to happen. And the best way I saw it put last night was on Twitter. I said, "I'm on IR," and that's exactly how I feel. I'm on IR for the rest of the year. They put me on the 60-day DL and
IL. Come on,
yeah, whatever, and I'll see you in September, or October. That's how I look at it.
It's one of those where I'm so aggressively against this franchise until they lose their GM and owner. Until that changes, it very much feels like. And I said this when the trade first happened. I think I get the people who said, like, I can't forgive you for letting Landry go. Like those people who had that take, who years later, I mean, there are still people today that were around for
that
decision.
They're still angry with it, but they went back. They went back and watched games.
Not all of them though, and maybe they watched games, but they really did stop being fans. There are people who held that against Jerry and the organization forever, even through the three Super Bowls. They existed, and there are people who the Mavericks, I don't think, are ever going to win 3 and 4 with this group, especially, and some of the dumb things that they do.
Three titles and
it's never going to happen.
No.
And
no,
so,
absolutely not.
So if that's the reality for them, they're not even going to be able, even with the Cowboys having that as the reality and becoming the biggest brand in the sport, they couldn't win everybody back with that. It's the same thing. They're not going to win everybody back for that. Nico Harrison will be a name, a pariah in Dallas for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
And past his life. Yeah. This will be something that you invoke in sports talk media 60 years from now when he's gone.
Yep.
But, I mean, at least Anthony Davis can run wind sprints.
Yeah, he had 13. He didn't get hurt. On the good news is he didn't get hurt. That's the good news. And you know, I bet you Nico was sitting there like through that entire game when Luka's sitting there scoring 45 points and lead his team to victory. That Nico was holding on to the, well, you know, sometimes a little late getting up that floor, or he's just checks out of the play on offense just to get himself a breather. I guarantee you that's what he was looking at. Because that was the only reason for him to make that ridiculous decision to trade him.
Other than they just hate him. They hate him.
Yeah, for whatever reason. Like, it showed last night that there is, that they could not stand him. For whatever reason, they could not stand him. That's a crying shame.
I'm sure you were following along with it the same way that I was, some of the stuff that was being said on social media last night. But, I mean, you had Dan, what's his last, is it Woike from the LA Times?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
W-O-I-K-E. He's a longtime LA Times reporter. I think it's Woike. But he said that he asked Luka about the, hey, what's this notion that the Mavericks seem to put out there about your work ethic and some of your habits? And Luka told him yesterday, they have no idea. I didn't end up here by mistake. You know, I worked my ass off to be here. So it's kind of, I would say, disrespectful. Just sad that people say that. I will never understand it. And you watch him last night, mm-hmm. how committed he was to this city and how important a lot of people think that is. When you're talking about, you got to be the face of a franchise, you have to embrace the city on a real level that goes beyond just the sport. Which he does. Mm-hmm. He blew into town last night, and his Luka Doncic Foundation went to Cook Children's Hospital in Fort Worth and visited all the patients that they had worked with before. It's devastating the way that he embraced this city as his home, his American home. This was home. And you had these out-of-towners blow into town.
Yep.
With zero respect for the people who lived here and the people who supported it and the people who built that franchise and gave the middle finger to all of them. And that's unforgivable, and that's why they have to sell. They have to fire Nico.
They're not going to sell.
No, but they're not going to sell. Honestly, for this to ever be something that the city embraces again, ever, this city will not embrace this franchise again until Nico Harrison is fired and until Patrick DeMott and the Adelson sell.
If they're good again and they win, they'll get embraced. It's the reality of sports.
They're not going to be good again as long as Nico's calling shots like that, because they will always blow it up.
Well, I mean, look, he's made every right move until this one.
I don't think so.
Pretty much. I mean, his track record's pretty solid until this one. Now he's an idiot.
214, if people want to turn their back on the city, they're not real Dallas fans anyway. But that is Patrick DeMott and Nico Harrison. They turn their back on the city.
Yeah, they're not real. I mean, they're not real fans, I guess.
This wasn't about the sport. This wasn't about the sport. This was about being disrespectful, straight disrespectful to the people who live and work in this city.
Rangers avoid the sweep. Hits keep on coming, not just in the batter's box. Get into that coming up next on 105 Through the Fan.